Nancy Pelosi, Trump Making Phony Complaints in Impeachment Defense. By Joshua Kaplan on December 23, 2019. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, accused President Donald Trump of making phony complaints Monday in his defense against the House Democrats' partisan impeachment effort. "The House cannot choose our impeachment managers until we know what sort of trial the Senate will conduct," Pelosi wrote on social media, seemingly to answer criticisms of her refusing to transfer the House's two impeachment articles to the Senate. President Trump blocked his own witnesses and documents from the House and from the American people on phony complaints about the House process. What was his excuse now? Pelosi's claim followed a tweet by President Trump in which he warned that sitting on those articles could cost House Democrats their majority. "Pelosi gives us the most unfair trial in the history of the U.S. Congress, and now she is crying for fairness in the Senate, and breaking all rules while doing so. She lost Congress once, she will do it again," the president wrote on Twitter. Following Wednesday's impeachment vote, Pelosi was noncommittal about sending the articles, alleging that Senate Republicans would be impartial jurors in a so-called unfair trial. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, on Monday slammed Pelosi for the delay and demanded that she quit the charades with respect to the proceedings. "It seems to me a rather absurd position to say after you've impeached the president you won't send the papers over to the Senate for the impeachment trial mandated by the Constitution," McConnell told Fox and Friends. "Let's quit the charades, this is a political exercise," he added. "All I'm asking is that we treat Trump the same way we did President Clinton." The Kentucky Republican then said the Senate remains at an impasse until Pelosi transfers the articles. "So, everybody enjoy the holidays," he added, before affirming the upper chamber stands ready to hold a trial.